It's your turn to join the conversation. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show. It's Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters here with Greg Stebbin. And it's kind of our app-only show today. We're just talking about all kinds of different apps. And right now we're going to be joined by Terry Gaskin. He is the owner and founder of a app called Project Overlord. Are you there, Terry?
I am. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Now, your guys' app... what stage of existence is it in right now?
Because Terry, this is interesting. What is Project Overlord?
Well, Project Overlord is a company that's been founded on the principles of helping the general community to stop theft. Wheel theft is becoming a huge industry around the world right now with the technology advancing, which is making it more difficult to steal vehicles these days. They've actually started going after wheels, which are not attached to a vehicle's alarm system. And there's no protection for the wheels, but it's a highly profitable business for the thieves, since there's no, it doesn't tie to your vehicle, your wheels don't. And of course, the person who has to replace their wheels, whether they be aftermarket or the ones that come on the car, which are OEM wheels, are very expensive to replace. And at the very minimum, the person would be out there insurance deductibles.
So I have to ask a stupid question here. To steal wheels, you have to jack up a car, right?
That is correct. It could be an inch.
Nobody notices this while it's happening?
Absolutely not. Most of these thefts that happen in people's driveways or at their offices, at home or work, or when they're sleeping, not available. They don't hear the car being jacked up. And when they come outside, their car's on bricks or even less on all four rotors.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people would just assume that if somebody's taking the wheels off of a car, unless they're wearing a ski mask with holes cut in it, that they're just like, oh, that guy's working on his car.
Yeah, well, pretty much. But these things happen, and we see videos on YouTube and on news reports all over the United States and all over the world. They happen in the middle of the day, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when people are in their home sleep. And the power tools that they're using, if they're using power tools at all, are very, very nominal to the ear. To jack the car up, obviously, is soundless. The other people, when they come outside, are just like, whoa, I mean, all my wheels are gone.
So do they generally steal? Well, here's how I'm envisioning it. Four guys, four jacks, four drills, four tires all removed at the same time?
It's like,
or do
Pep
they
boys running around,
have the nerve to do them one at a time?
Well, you know, actually, we've seen it a variety of different ways. It could be crews of two guys, three guys, four guys. These guys almost look like the team off of a pit crew. And there's been surveillance video for people's homes, office buildings, et cetera, that show these guys can get these tires off in less than a minute.
All four tires in less than a minute.
All four tires in less than a minute.
So they're like a pit crew at a race.
That's right. I think the lowest video I've seen was about 42 seconds.
Jeez. And then, of course, you obviously are not going to drive. If they take one, you can put the spare on. Nobody has four spares, so you're pretty much stuck.
Right. Well, they typically take all four because when they sell them on the black market at the pawn shops.
They want to sell a
set. Right.
Right. One of the set. So it makes it very difficult for them to just take one wheel. If somebody comes out and they've only got one wheel, it's probably because they got somebody heard them or saw them or whatever it was. Typically, they pull up in a pickup truck or a van and they jump out all at once and they're to work. And they take all four tires and before anybody knows, they're off down the street.
So you've come up with this thing called Rim Tech Alarm and Tracking Device for Auto Wheels, and this is an Indiegogo project. So what will this cost, and exactly how does it work? Do I put something on my wheels so that your phone app stays in constant contact with them?
That is correct. Typically, most vehicles that are manufactured or designed after 2004 to 2003 typically all have tire pressure monitors. Our technology will replace that current tire technology with ours. So the device lives on the inside of the tire. And it actually is inside that sensor, it includes also accelerometers, motion detectors that will notify the customer whether somebody's even coming close to their alarm, to their car, just by proximity alarm systems. And of course, on their phone, they'll be notified. And there's a two-stage system. So the person will be notified, and the alarm will go off. A separate alarm that's not attached to your car. At that point, if the person continues to try to jack the car up at all, even less than 1 millimeter, actually the secondary alarm will go off, which will notify the police by SMS that a location that's happening, a theft is happening at this location. Obviously, the person on their phone gets another alert. This is not a false alarm at all. And then, of course, the WIM then at that point starts tracking immediately.
So well, let's talk about the cost of having this service.
Okay. Well, it's $5.99 monthly cost, which is a for monitoring, obviously. And the person can get a discount, they pay for it yearly. And then the device can be anywhere from, if they're buying one device, it's about $329. But we're kind of playing with the cost point right now. It's going to be between $299 and $329. But of course, we have other products that we're going to be doing for every type of vehicle that there is. We have a bike product. We have a product for construction equipment. We have a product for 18-wheelers. We have a product for farm equipment. We have a product for bikes, for motorcycles. So RemTech is really the first product line that's coming out in our project.
Is there, I think you mentioned earlier that actually car theft is on its way down, and I'm guessing that's because of the technology built into cars, and that's leading to more wheel and rim theft. So could this actually replace somebody's quote-unquote traditional burglar alarm?
It's a possibility, yes. If we can, because we're a design, we obviously can, well, no, because the car's alarm system does a lot of other things. It monitors the car's well-being, as we'd say. A lot of the built-in systems from GM, Mercedes, BMW, et cetera, all have systems that now are just, they act in two different functions. One would be the alarm system, and the other one would be the system to monitor the vehicle. So versus our system replacing someone's car alarm system, which we would never try to do, we could, but we wouldn't want to do that, we basically would look to integrate that into their current system using technology that we use.
Yeah, so this is obviously for somebody who, OEM wheels are definitely expensive to replace, but even more expensive than that are custom wheels. So I would imagine this is for somebody who has a pretty snazzy car, or at very least a car that is expensive enough to have some good wheels and tires that came with it when they bought
it. Or it might be my neighbor who has a crappy car but really expensive wheels, because I think his wheels are worth about four times more than the car.
Well, actually, it can affect anyone. For example, we did a survey recently of Toyota, for example, Toyota Camry, which is a pretty, run-of-the-mill, about average car. The wheels on the Toyota Camry are about $450 to $600 per rim. So if you add that up just for the rims, let's just take the middle road at $500, you're talking about $2,000 for the rim. That's out on about $90 per tire. So you're talking about $2,400 for the tires. Let's talk about the cost of the towing, the inconvenience itself. And let's say, now, typically your wheels are covered by your insurance. So what that typically means that even if they did fill in the other end, you didn't have to replace all of them, you'd have to literally end up paying your deductible, which is around $1,000, typically average in the United States. So our device will actually keep you from spending any of that stuff. So tire theft affects everyone, not just the high-end cars or the people with aftermarket wheels, but typically anyone who has any wheels of any substance at all.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I first read the press release about this app, it talks about basically what you just said, but how wheels are such like a perfect storm of like something that's good to steal, because it's not tied into the car alarm system. They're easy to resell for lots of money. You could sell them on Craigslist really fast. And I just hadn't really thought about this, but it really does kind of fill a niche for some of these people who are, anybody who spends, over $100 per wheel or whatever, which, is pretty much everybody. But anybody who has nice wheels is going to be like, oh, yes, of course I want to protect my investment because it's
something. But I think Terry's point is, even if you just have the average family sedan, if somebody steals your wheels, which are valuable on Craigslist or some other, black marketplace, you're going to end up paying dearly for those stupid wheels you didn't even care about to begin with.
Right, and and typically when we go to a dealership and purchase wheels, a new comes down to wheels, our cars, et cetera, we don't take into the mind of the fact of our mind of how much these wheels actually cost to replace. And to the thieves, it's 100% profit. I mean, it's 100% yes. profit, no matter how you look at it. They've spent less than a minute stealing your wheels, and if they sell them for, let's say they sell them for $700, that's 100% profit to them. The cost and of the vehicle or the wheels themselves, it's probably the smaller point. The bigger point is that they're going to make money regardless. We've gone to pawn shops and we've seen wheels that were, $200 or $300. But that's $200 or $300. That's profit to the guys that stole them.
It really makes a lot of sense. Now, I hope people will go and check out this. It's on Indiegogo. Check it out. It's Project Overlord. And
I tweeted it if you come find me at Greg Stebbin on Twitter. But very interesting, Terry. Thanks for coming on the show and telling us about it.
Absolutely. And if they look up RimTech under Indiegogo, it's a really cool campaign because we have Nokia designers that are working on our technology, which is a very well-known fact. And these guys actually work in the GPS mobility sections for Nokia, which is one of the top cell phone makers in the world, which makes our technology top-notch. And I really appreciate it. If they look up RimTech, RIMTECH, on Indiegogo on the search bar, they'll come right to us.
Very cool. All right, well, this is Pop Tech Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.